Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Shadarel. Hello. Our topic today is critical thinking. As parents and as people in general, we'd really like to develop in us and in our children the ability for critical thinking, so they don't just accept things as is, but for them to be able to examine everything, to critically think about everything, in order to make the best out of life. It's going to be really interesting. Be with us. Yael, please. Yeah, on our show, we'd really like to talk about the thinking human being, how to think in a more progressive way, in a more critical manner. We know that science really appreciates critical thinking. Both we as parents really want for our children to develop critical thinking, to filter the information that we perceive from so many sources, and to know that what we allow to enter our mind is reliable information. This is the purpose of our show. And I know that also you as a teacher, and also sometimes you tell about your teacher, that really appreciated this quality in you, that you ask about everything, that you doubt everything, not accepting anything as is. And we'd like to understand, what is critical thinking? Why is it important to think this way? What does it give a person? And I'd like to start with the question of, what is critical thinking from your perspective? That a person all the time asks questions of why, from when, what for, doesn't rest, and isn't satisfied with what he hears from others. But he criticizes that too. Why? From when? What for? Where did you take this from? What is it based on? Based upon? And so on. And when I look at people, according to the extent of their criticism, their ability to criticize things, a person's potential to criticize things, accordingly I see on that person how much will he advance in these teachings after he joins as a student. Because in the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's something extremely important, that as opposed to religion, here a person has to use deep logical criticism, and that a person doesn't rest, because only by the questions of who and what can he advance. Is there also a negative kind of critical thinking? It depends on what I want to scrutinize. If I want in order to contradict something, or to the contrary, that I want to strengthen and support something, then this is an incorrect approach. Criticism has to be completely independent, dependent only on truth. So I come, ask the questions, I have no idea what answer I'll get, but any answer I'll get will be okay. No, not that it's going to be okay, but it's a part of the scrutiny. And the scrutiny is never final, but there always remains the question of why, when from, what for, how, and so on. How does this develop us as human beings or as a society? This is typical only of human beings, animals, or even people that aren't that developed. They don't really ask about this. They're willing to be satisfied with what they have. The main thing is that they feel good. And so this is the question. Is a person willing to sacrifice himself for the truth and even to give up his own convenience, status, everything, as long as it's the truth, as it says, buy truth and don't sell it? Or is he willing to be satisfied with what he has, but the main thing is that he feels good, nice, warm, convenient, and safe? And in this, most people compromise along the way and come to a stop. And here again, the wisdom of Kabbalah demands of a person sacrifice for the sake of truth. There are people that are more critical thinkers, and there are people that are less, you know, they kind of follow what they're being told. As you said, it's more convenient. I'll flow there. Naturally, is a person built for critical thinking, or he has to make an effort in order to reach this state? There are these and there are those. There are many types. There are actually four types of people that, to begin with, from birth, are built for a certain degree of criticism. Four types. Four levels. And this is how we differentiate them. But each and every level that a person's on is important. And it has to be. Meaning a person has to realize his ability for critical thinking, to critically think about the world, about himself, about society, the Creator, about everything, in order to achieve his realization, to realize himself, to achieve his correction, to where he corrects himself and brings himself to ripeness, to becoming a human being, maybe, according to his qualities. He doesn't compare with the qualities of the great Kabbalist Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who wrote the Book of Zohar, or other great Kabbalists. Also in our day-to-day life, we're not all Einsteins, obviously. But everyone has to realize their own potential. So everyone has the potential for critical thinking, a certain potential, that this is the extent that he can reach. No. No, I didn't say that. I said that this is what he can reach for sure, and if he'll want, through additional actions, it's called connection between the souls, that by connecting with others like him, they can achieve even higher degrees of critical thinking. And that's built on the combination of several, let's call them limited people, that when they connect, they can generate an ability, a very high ability of critical thinking. I want to bring in another concept. When we're talking about critical thinking, usually we talk about the ability to doubt. The ability to doubt what you're told, not to accept everything as is, as the gospel truth. What is this ability to doubt? When I doubt something, what do I do actually? What process do I awaken in me, in reality? What does it mean to doubt? And why is it respected by those that favor critical thinking? To doubt, it doesn't mean that I want to contradict someone. When I doubt, I want to contradict someone or something in order to build something. Can you explain? Meaning that I want to doubt everything, that I'm asking why, from where, what for, and so on, in order to scrutinize whether this thing came this way from nature, and not that it was made or that it comes from people that have certain interests. If we use this thing one way or another, what will it truly cause us that will get this data, this information? And then, from this, we'll know what to do. Meaning the questions of who and what. What are we doing this for? What does it give us? Who benefits from it? Meaning, first of all, this kind of questions. That I want to be engaged in something that is independent of people. We're all egoists that twist things. They know how to criticize others and not themselves. I want to reach a completely neutral degree. that's simply absolute.
What does it mean to reach an absolute degree?
That's completely independent, that no one gains anything from it, but it's the truth as is, what we call objective. This is what I'm looking in my scrutiny for eventually when I ask all these questions. I want to scrutinize this, and then this thing that I've scrutinized that seems to me that is completely free of anyone or anything, but this is how it is per se, then I'm willing to be engaged in it in order to penetrate nature even more deeply. Looking at things from a more comprehensive point of view, the ability for critical thinking, does it develop us as a mankind and how? Of course, that's the entire difference between man and beast. What does critical thinking do? A person that has the ability for critical thinking, how is he better off in life? And no. Better off in life, it's not about that. If he really wants to be engaged in critical thinking, then it's not about what do I enjoy, what's better for me, what then? The truth. This is the only criteria. So can you define it? That it's completely independent of people, outside of people. So he passes everything through this kind of filter, and eventually what he wants to grab hold of are the things that there are no foreign interests behind them. And how is that possible? How? If a person is 100% egoistic, how then? So he has to acquire new qualities that are above his ego. And only then, when he acquires these qualities, can he really become a person who has true critical thinking. So we have two levels of critical thinking here. The one is the earthly one. You can't say that it's critical. It's critical, but let's say that it's still mixed with your own interests. Meaning the ego is still involved. I have different interests in this whole story, but still we're trying to clean it a bit. That's the first part. Also, we as if say that I'm above my own ego and I'm acting in favor of something abstract for my homeland, the world, something. In science, is it on this level, the critical thinking, or on a higher level? In science, there are these and there are those. There are such scientists, like we know from history. I can't say if it was truly so, but from what it says in the different textbooks, they knew how to rise above their own interests, and they even accepted opinions that were opposite to their own. And they really sacrificed their entire path, their careers, their everything for the truth. That eventually they said that, yes, what I thought and what I fought for 20 years is incorrect. So critical thinking, it's not only against someone or other theories, but it's also against myself, of course. It's especially against myself because I always fight either to protect myself in whatever I can, and here I have to see, am I not bribed? And the main thing is working with myself, not with others. So according to all these things, would it be true to say that one of the criterias for critical thinking on a high level is that a person can rise above his own interests and what he thought up until a moment ago? True. What other criteria would you say are the basis for critical thinking? Only rising above my own ego. Can you explain exactly what the ego is so I won't get confused? Only by rising above my own interests, general, particular, temporary, eternal, doesn't matter. But as if I do not exist. In the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's called the degree of conception, Ibul in Hebrew, that I make a zero out of myself, out of my own interests, my desires to receive pleasure. And then, what then? What am I working for? For what goal? If not for myself, like this is 100% what a person thinks about all the time, consciously or subconsciously. So if I've reached a state where I completely disconnect from any personal result, or maybe a general result, or maybe something to the benefit of mankind, to the benefit of mankind, is it not my own ego? Or to the benefit of the world or something? Could be. Meaning that I'm still in incorrect critical thinking. Because there is something that pulls me, that brings in a certain egoistic component into the calculation. A person who has critical thinking, will he understand life better? I don't know what you mean by better or not better, in a more correct way. Correct way? Not yet. Not yet. There are several more conditions. But first of all, he's completely disconnected from any personal interests, from any egoistic human interests. Like what people think that they want for things to be to their own benefit, to the benefit of ecology, the universe, doesn't matter what. I have to take something that I'm unrelated to, I'm not a part of completely. In terms of the still vegetative, animate human beings, the entire universe, I have to disconnect from all of that. And then, who will I belong to? Who? Oh. So I want to belong to that inner force of nature, which is its foundation, the foundation of the whole of nature. And for the sake of this force, I'm willing toward it. But I have to know for sure that I'm not doing any actions for the benefit of the still, vegetative, animate human beings and the entire universe, but only for the sake of that force that developed all of this, that exists in it, the vital force, the shaking force that enlivens the entire universe, the whole of reality. For its sake, how will I know whether it's for its sake or not? But this is already an exit point from this bribed kind of criticism that's distorted to a truly objective criticism. So actually, this entire scrutiny is done out of thinking or out of belonging to that force of nature, to that vital force, and the research is for its sake and not anything else that's related to me in any way. Yes, otherwise, for sure, I'm judging incorrectly. Meaning, I'm inclined toward one thing or another in my criticism. Yeah. Are there any other criteria besides this criterion that you said is the first? Inside it, that now I have to know, how do I discover myself as adhered to that criteria that's above me and outside of me, that's called the central force in nature that exists before all of creation, and that all of my criticism is only toward it. Could be good or not good criticism, but if I relate myself to it, to that force, then I will be objective.
So this is as if my starting point to the entire research.
Yeah.
Meaning before we reach any kind of examination, thoughts, decisions, we have to calibrate ourselves toward this point. Again, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's called being an ubar, meaning an embryo. Is there any other criteria? The second criterion is that the height, the depth, the intensity of my criticism has to be no less than the height, depth, and intensity to which I hold on to this force. Can you explain? I can't hold on to this upper central force of nature to a small extent and make big calculations. It has to really be according to the same formula. I have to make a formula here that my criticism, I'd say my experiment in nature, because all in all, it's an experiment in nature that we're doing. It has to be on the same level as the connection that I have with this upper founding force of nature. And no more, because otherwise I enter some unknown cloud and then my thinking is no longer critical. So I can research only those areas, only to the extent to which I have connection with the upper force, with that vital force of nature, which is the starting point for this research. Okay, what kind of researches do you conduct? What do you mean by critical thinking? I live in our world, and I want to know, why is it turning? What for? Why and how does human society have to behave, and each individual in it, and the different laws that we make, and the rules that we have in society and the family, everything? What is that point toward which I measure, I scrutinize? Where do I take it from? From Greenwich? I don't know, you tell me. So I have to have some kind of foundation from which I examine, measure how, only from it, from that force that's outside of our world, that's above it. And then toward it, I can measure. Otherwise, I don't know what's good or bad in our world. But these measurements, they're in regards to very simple things, as you say. But it's always compared to it. And then I have a reference, I have a basis toward which I can measure and be sure that I'm measuring things correctly. Because if I compare one thing with it, another thing with it, then I can measure the relation between those things. So when you're talking about comparison, you're talking about comparing with that calibration point of mine, whereas if my own interests aren't involved, that as if measure everything in relation to that vital force. Yes. So these are the same questions that we ask in our day-to-day life, only the point from which we measure, this changes everything. Yeah? And therefore, if I don't hold on to that point, I don't grasp it, then all of my measurements are completely incorrect. And we see it all throughout history. There is critical thinking, but it's incomplete, imprecise. And therefore, we're wrong all the time. Because we don't have this measurement, the standard compared to which we can measure. We don't have this. We're lacking the standard. Like, for example, in Paris, you have the 1 meter standard, kilogram standard, and so on. This is what we need. A measurement unit. An emotional measurement unit. A mental one. What the truth is. One unit of truth. And one unit of lie. And then I'll know how to measure. I'll say, here you have 10 kilograms of lies, and here 15 kilograms of truth. Otherwise, I can't. Why? How can you measure them? Everyone will have measurements of their own. This is what we see in the world, that there is a subjective truth, but not one objective truth that we're actually searching for. Therefore, critical thinking can only be on condition that we bring man to feel, to reveal that standard, that measurement, that point from which you can measure all of man's inclinations. And then when we measure ourselves in relation to it, then we reach an equilibrium. How do I know that I've reached the truth? I researched, how do I know I reached the truth? If you rise above your ego. So once I've acquired, we talked about it at the beginning of the show, once I have the starting point, obviously anything that I'll discover will be true. Yes. Are there places where I have to stop doubting that there it's an axiom and no such thing in nature? It depends on the degree of your attainment. To the extent to which you attain this inner point from which you can measure, how precisely can you measure? But all in all, this is already the truth. It's above nature. Our time's up, and we have many more questions. So let's summarize. What is correct critical thinking? Correct critical thinking is that I can correctly measure who I am, toward what can I measure myself, and that all these things will be scientifically based on critical thinking, that we can help these measurements, and that everyone will know that this is true, meaning that everyone will see that this is the truth. Only regarding this will we be able to achieve complete consent among everyone. Thank you very, very much, Dr. Leitman. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.